Bye. of that, there is no reason for anyone here to leave the same as you were with whatever predicament you came in with, be it physical, be it spiritual. There's no reason for you to hold on to that today because the Lamb has overcome. Three people understand that. Praise the Lord. That's enough. That's enough. But the Lamb has overcome. Amen? So here's the deal. We're going to do two things this morning, right now. One, if you have a physical infirmity of some kind, okay, if you have a physical infirmity, now here's the deal. This has to be a physical infirmity that you don't want anymore. All right, some of you like to have that sciatica or whatever because it means the grandkids have to mow the lawn. Okay, but if you don't want it, I want you to just raise your hand or just stand up wherever you're at. I don't care what it is. Okay, get around these people. Body of Christ, get around these people. Get off your duffs and get around these people and lay hands on them. Stand up, get around anyone who's got their hand raised, lay hands on them. Get around them and lay hands on them. If there's anybody around, get around these folks, lay hands on them. We're going to see the body of Christ work today. Look for someone, open your eyes, and get around these people because God wants to heal. Get around them. Raise your hand. If there's somebody who's not around you and you need some healing, raise your hand. Father God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God who heals. By your stripes, we are healed. By your stripes, we were healed. In the name of Jesus, we proclaim healing right now this morning. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Whatever infirmity there is, whatever sickness there is, your word tells us if we lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Your word tells us that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man, of a righteous woman, avails much. So right now we say, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Receive. Receive in Jesus' name. Receive it. Second thing, God came that we might be made well in body and in soul. In body and in soul. Now, if there is a torment or a stronghold or a difficulty, now here's the one I want you to listen on, or a fear. Like maybe a fear of like when the pastor asks you to get up and lay hands on people, you don't get up. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out right now. Okay. But if there is a torment, a fear, a stronghold, some kind of niggling in your spirit that is maybe causing you to lack sleep, that is causing you to lack peace, I don't care what it is, but I want you to raise your hand. I want you to raise your hand. Okay, so seriously, we got three people. Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, get up and get around these people right now, body of Christ. Prove to me that you're not afraid. Get up, get around these people and lay hands on them. Anybody with their hand raised. There's no reason to miss out this morning, guys. There's no reason to miss out this morning. Raise your hand. Look for people. I still see some people who need some folks around them. Let's break it up a little bit. That Jesus is our peace. We know that one of the names of Jesus in the Old Testament is Jehovah Makkah, the God who strikes. And so, Lord, strike at the heart of the enemy. Bring peace. We proclaim peace. You have given all authority and all power to your saints. And so right now, we speak to these tormenting spirits. We speak to this demonic activity. We say you are bound. And you are cast out. You are bound, cuffed, and cast out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Continue to pray over these folks. In Jesus' name. The enemy is bound. We proclaim peace. Amen. Proclaim it, folks. Amen.
Shall we stand and sing this one together?
You. let him yours. Not what the enemy's been giving them, the fake. Now, Pastor,